爱我们的天父，我们今天早上感谢你，让我们有心中唱出新歌来赞美你。我每次想到你用何等的大恩大爱来拯救我们，让我们今天成了何等人，让我们今天活在地上满有信心，满有喜乐，满有平安，满有指望，度我们的地上的光阴。这不是我们自己能够有这样的享受。我们原来活在这世界上，我们不知道从哪里来，我们也不知道我们活着为什么，我们更不知道我们要往哪里去。全是主的恩典开了我们心里的眼睛，让我们知道一生的年日都在你的看顾之下，让我们知道我们的生命在你的手中都有美好的用途和价值。我们今天早上在这里聚集，愿意主的话语解开发出亮光。哦，主啊，开导我们的心眼，让我们能看透你话语的奥秘。求你垂听我们的祷告，安静我们的心灵，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。我们现在请大家看圣经以弗所书第二章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书第二章第十九节。
Ephesians 2:19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
我们再念第一章二十二节和二十三节。
Let's read again chapter 1 verse 22 and 23.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们昨天讲到教会是一个生命的合一体。
Last night we talked about the church as a unity in life.
这一个教会是与基督的生命合而为一的。
This church is one with the life of Christ.
所以没有基督就没有真实的教会。
Without Christ, there wouldn't be a real church.
我们对于教会的态度，也就是对于基督的态度。
The attitude we have for the church is the same attitude we will have for Christ.
教会的一切活动都不能没有基督。
All the activities of the church cannot be without Christ.
如果一个教会的活动没有基督，这一些的活动都是世界的活动。
If a church activity does not have Christ, then all these activities are just worldly activities.
也因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
我们基督徒在教会里面就是这身体上的肢体。
We Christians would be the members of that body.
所以我们基督徒和基督徒在教会里面是合而为一的。
So Christian and Christian, we are all one in all.
教会里面的信徒如果没有生命，这会给教会带来极大的困难。
If the people in the church does not have life, that will bring difficulties to the church.
如果教会里面的基督徒而没有互相之间合而为一的生活，这个教会就失去它的见证和应该有的性质。
If a church does not have that united life in each other, then the church loses its quality.
我们刚刚看见这里讲到基督徒的实际的身份。
We just talked about the real identity of a Christian.
那十九节那里有讲到三种的人。
Verse 19 talks about three kinds of people.
那第一种人叫做外人。
First kind are the strangers.
第二种人叫做客旅。
The second kind are soldiers.
第三种人叫做同国的人，或是同家的人。
And the third kind are the fellow citizens or members of a household.
我们看什么人是教会里头应该有的样式呢？
Let's see what kind of people should the church have.
应该是同国同家的人。
They should be fellow citizens and also members of the same household.
而不是外人，也不是客旅。
They shouldn't be strangers, nor should they be sojourners.
但是今天教会里面有很多人来聚会是外人。
But today, a lot of people who come to the church are strangers.
没有生命。
They don't have life.
到教会里面来，他并不把教会当作他的家。
They come to the church, but they don't treat it as a home.
我记得在我聚会的地方有一个人偶尔来聚聚会。
I remember in my church there was a person who comes once in a while.
大半的时候不来。
Most of the time he didn't come.
有一天他忽然之间很热心打个电话给我。
One day all of a sudden he became very enthusiastic and called me.
说佳牧师啊，告诉你一个很奇怪的消息啊。
Said, Reverend Jew, I tell you something very strange.
他讲话的声音是很高兴的。
He was very happy.
我说什么事你这么高兴啊？
I asked him, What makes you so happy?
他说你知道什么地方的教会啊，信徒跟牧师吵架吧？
Said, do you know which place there was a fight between the pastor and the congregation?
啊，整个的教会的人都轰动起来了。
He said the whole church was shook up.
他好像把这当作一个很好的新闻在那广播。
He treated it as some kind of good news and it was broadcasted.
我心里面觉得很不舒服。
I felt very bad inside.
这应该是个很悲不幸的消息。
This should be very unfortunate news.
但是他当作一个很值得到处传播的消息。
But he treated it as some kind of good news that he should.
为什么很多的教会有一些很好的消息，他不快乐的来传给我？
Why are there some good news in the church that he won't deliver to me?
这些教会里面不幸的消息，他会这么样子有兴趣的到处传扬。
Yet he is so interested in spreading the bad news of the church.
我觉得这是一个很大的问题。
I feel that this is a very big problem.
什么是外人？
Who are the strangers?
外人就是站在旁边冷眼观察的人。
Strangers are the observers who look at you on the side.
幸灾乐祸。
They laugh at your.
好事不出门，坏事走千里。
The good news they won't tell you the good news, but they'll spread the bad news.
你看今天教会有没有这样的事啊？
Are there things like this happening?
好多爱主牺牲的人，他不受感动的。
A lot of people who have sacrificed themselves for God, they don't move him.
但是教会里头有一两个人有了毛病啊，你看见他嘴巴不会停的讲啊。
But if there are some people who have trouble in the church, then this person will start spreading.
我们不要以为这是一件小事。
Don't think that this is something light.
你从根源来看，这是个生命很重要的问题。
If you look at the roots, it's a very important thing in life.
我从来没有看见一个家里面的人有了困难，他会向外面大大的广播的。
I've never seen any members of a household spread problems within its own household.
我们的意思并不是说教会有了困难，大家都遮盖起来。
I don't mean that we should cover up all our difficulties.
我乃是说，我们应该在家人的地位，怎么样来面对这些困难，来解决这些困难。
What I mean is how we should stand from a viewpoint of a household member to face the problems and to try to solve it.
而不是在那个地方把它扩大，把它宣扬出去。
Not to enlarge the problem and spread it.
往往这是撒旦的使者的工作，而不是神儿女应该有的一个生活。
A lot of times, this should not be what God's children should have.
那教会里面有第二种人，叫做客旅。
The second kind of people in the church are the sojourners, the travelers.
这个客旅啊，都是规规矩矩的。
A traveler is always very apt in conduct.
你看我们到一个不熟悉的人你家做客人呢、啊，坐也不安，啊，吃也不安，睡也不安。
If you go to a house that you don't know and you be a guest there, you feel very uncomfortable.
啊，坐在那个地方，他也不敢随便动。
He sits there. He doesn't dare make a wrong move. 啊，
他都要人家好好的招待，他才觉得舒服，才能够动。
He has to sit there and wait for other people to take the initiative, then he feels comfortable.
并且要请才来，不请就不来。
You have to ask him to come to do all this, otherwise he won't come.
好多人到教会里就是要叫才有，不叫就没有。
A lot of people are the same in the church. You have to ask them, then they'll come.
所以叫教友。
That's why you come.
不叫就没有了。
If you don't ask them, they won't come.
那么很多人来到教会，来了一次不来了。
A lot of people come to church just once.
为什么不来了？
Why don't they come anymore?
是我到教会人都没有理我的。
Said, well, I came here, nobody paid any attention to me.
啊，都对我冷冰冰的。
They were so cold to me.
为什么大家都要把你当总统一样这么欢迎呢？
Why should they treat you like a president?
这是你的家。
This is your home.
这是你的弟兄姊妹。
These are your brothers and sisters.
对我好也来，对我不好，我刚刚来，这是我的家，为什么不来？
Regardless how they treat you, you should come. It's your home. Why shouldn't you?
为什么一定要用汽车去请，打电话去请你再来？
Why should they give you a ride or maybe even call you up to ask you to come?
这个是一个不正常的态度。
This is an abnormal attitude.
今天好多人你看见说我不要到教会去。
Today you see a lot of people say, I don't want to come to the church.
麻烦多多。
There's too much trouble.
到教会不是做做礼拜听听道。
Going to the church is just going to the service and listen to
the church. 什么地方都可以听到。
I can go anywhere to listen to.
电台也可以听到。
I can listen to.
做礼拜可以做 TV 礼拜。
I can watch TV and.
何必一定要到礼拜堂去呢？
Why should I go to the church?
你知道这些电视跟电台的礼拜是为谁预备的？
Do you know what those programs on TV and radio are for?
那一些人是为病人预备的。
Those are for the sick, the patients.
是在监牢里头人预备的。
For those who are in the prison.
为什么一个正常的基督徒他要躲在家里面做礼拜，与基督徒要隔得远远的呢？
Why should a normal Christian hide in his home to worship?
这完全不知道教会的样式是什么。
They don't know what a church should be.
我们不是外人，也不是客旅。
We are not strangers, nor are we travelers.
对魔鬼来说，我们是神国里的人。
To Satan, we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个魔鬼掌权的世界，
In this world that is controlled,
我们是天国的子民，在这个地方为天国在征战。
We belong to heaven, and we are here fighting for heaven.
基督徒是天国的军队，不能够分开的。
Christians are the heavenly armies; they cannot be separated.
那对于神来说，我们是天国天家里面的弟兄姊妹。
To God, we are brothers, sisters in the household of heaven.
我们必须要彼此相爱，才能够刚强站立得住。
We must love one another in order to stand firmly.
我们都知道一件事。
We all know some things.
当主再来的时候。
When Christ comes again,
他有许多的事要审判我们。
He has a lot of things that he has to judge us.
但其中有一件事，就是我们在地上的时候对基督徒的态度到底怎样。
One of those things is how we treat other Christians in this world.
这是一个很重要的事。
This is something very important.
所以主说，你坐在这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上。
Jesus said, "You do this to the lowliest of the brothers. You're doing it to me."
为什么呢？因为今天在魔鬼掌权的世界里面，神把我们这些天家里面弟兄姊妹摆在一起，就是要我们互相扶持、互相安慰。
Because in this world that's controlled by the devil, God puts those of us who belong to heaven together to encourage each other and to comfort each other.
我们在这里彼此在那里疏远，我们完全中了魔鬼的诡计，没有体会天父的心肠。
If we separate from each other, then we fall into the devil's trap.
所以我们在神的面前必须要知道，基督徒与基督徒在地上是一个生命合一的团体。
So we must know before God that Christian and Christian, we are all a united life in Christ.
所以这叫做基督啊，教会是基督的身体。
That is why the church is.Christ's body.
我们是这肢体上的肢体，身体上的肢体。
And we are the members of that body.
那现在我们来看，教会是基督的身体，第二个意思是什么呢？
Let's see what the second meaning of the church being Christ's body is.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's read Gospel of John chapter 1.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
我们找着了，一起来念。
Let's read it together.
约翰福音第一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。又念第十七节和十八节。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由基督耶稣来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。我们再看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's read Colossians chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥罗西书第二章第九节，我们再一起来念。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. Let's read it together.
因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面。好，就念这里。我们知道神创造万有。
We know that God created everything.
神是一个极其丰满的神。
God is an abundant God.
到底有多少丰满呢？
How abundant is God?
我们实在很难琢磨。
It's hard for us to understand.
但是今天呢，神用一个方法把它表现出来。
Today God has revealed himself through one method.
把它无限的丰满让我们能看见，让我们能摸到，让我们能够知道，这是一个事实。
God, let us see and let us feel this vast abundance.
那什么办法呢？
Which method?
那就是让基督耶稣有了身体，把这一个见证出来。
And it is through Jesus Christ in bodily form to express it.
那我们因此可以看见，在约翰福音第一章十四节说。
So we see in John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The word became flesh and it dwelt among us.
充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
那神的恩典，神的真理，借着基督的身体，把它实化在我们的面前。
God through Jesus Christ revealed to us His grace and His truth.
因此，在哥罗西书第二章第九节说
，That's why in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9,
神本性一切的丰盛
，Therefore, in Him the whole fullness of deity,
有形有体的都居住在基督耶稣里面
，dwells bodily in Jesus Christ.
那现在我们注意这两个形容词
，Let us pay attention to the two adjectives,
就是有形有体。
It is bodily and fullness.
那从这一个身体上面把它见证出来。
So through the body of Christ, it is witness.
所以我们来读圣经，我们知道啊神的道理。
So when we read the Bible, we learn of God's word.
但是神这个真相的丰富有多少呢？
But how abundant is God's true image?
啊，只有耶稣有了身体。让我们能够有真实的了解。
Only through the bodily form of Jesus Christ can we really understand.
你就看见这身体的一个作用。
And we see the function of a body.
那么主耶稣基督为我们成就了救恩。
And Jesus Christ has completed for us salvation.
主耶稣的真理，主耶稣的恩典是怎样的呢？
What was Jesus Christ's truth and grace?
怎么能够让世界上的人能够看见耶稣的恩典？看见耶稣的真理呢？
And how can people in this world see Jesus Christ's grace and His truth?
主耶稣也照样要找一个身体。
Therefore, Jesus Christ still wants to find a
body. 这一个身体就是教会。
This body is the church.
所以藉着教会，让世界上看不见神的人能够认识基督的真理，认识基督的恩典。
So through the church, those of us who could not see Jesus Christ can through the church understand grace and truth.
因为基督有了身体，
because Jesus Christ had a body,
所以神的恩典和真理就可以临到世界的罪人。
So that God's grace and truth can come through Jesus Christ.
所以那里说恩典和真理都是由基督耶稣来的。
That's why grace and truth comes from Christ.
也因为基督有了教会的身体，
and because Christ has the body in the church,
所以教会就能够把基督的恩典和真理带给这个世界上的人。
So the church can bring to the people of this world Christ's grace and truth.
这个身体的作用是非常重要。
The function of this body is very important.
如果教会没有把神的这一个心意活出来，就亏欠了他的荣耀。
If the church cannot live out what God wants us to do, then we fall short of His glory.
我们都知道基督是丰富的。
We all know that Christ is abundant.
所以他是教会的头。
That is why He is the head of the church.
他的里面一切的美妙要借着这个身体表达出来。
All the beauty that is in Him has to be expressed through the body.
没有教会就表达不出来了。
Without the church, this cannot be expressed.
我常常发现人的不同呢，是在头，不在身体。
I sometimes find out that the differences in people is in the head, not in the body.
有四个人在一起吃饭。
There were four people dining together.
吃一样的饭。
They were eating the same food.
吃一样的菜。
Same rice, same food.
出去之后呢？
After they left,
有一个人是很聪明的数学家。
One was a brilliant mathematician.
所以一吃饱了，这个头脑活起来，做数学非常的灵活了。
So after he had finished eating, he started thinking about mathematics.
那第二个人吃饱了之后，他弹琴弹得很有劲道。
The second one, after eating, played good piano.
第三个人吃饱了之后，画画画得很美了。
The third one, after eating, started painting very good pictures.
第四个人呢，这写小说了，这是灵感来了。
The fourth one had inspiration and started writing.
你看，都是吃的一样东西。
You see, they all ate the same food.
但是呢，这个身体它表现的都不同。
But they expressed it in different ways.
这个不同在哪里呢？
Where are the differences?
不是在手，不是在脚，来在这个地方。
The difference is not in the hand or the feet, but it's in the head.
所以我常常不羡慕别人东西。
So a lot of times I don't envy other people's.
我羡慕别人的头。
I envy their head.
我看见，比如说看见沈云生，我巴不得把那 computer 的头抱过来。
I see Professor Shen. I wish I had his brain and computer.
我看见一个歌唱家，把他的头也搬过来。
When I see a singer, I wish I had his voice.
哎呀，真看见有特长的人，我都巴不得把他们的头都搬过来，放在我的里头。
Every time we see somebody who's got talents, I wish I had all their talents.
那我这个人就全才了。
Then I can become all talents.
但是这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
我们感谢神呢，教会有一个头是充满万有的。
We thank God that the church has a head that is in all.
它里面的丰富，那是无限量的丰富。
It is unlimited in abundance.
啊，现在呢，他找到一个身体，就是教会。
Now it has found a body that is the church.
这里说教会是他的身体。
That's why the church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is filled with him who fills all.
啊，这个教会因此是一个非常丰富的东西。
Therefore, the church is a very abundant entity.
那了解了这个，你就知道为什么教会是没有限制的。
If you understand this, then you will understand why the church is unlimited.
什么样的人都可以在教会里面合而为一。
Anybody can be united into the church.
这是因为神儿子的丰满需要用这么多的肢体把它表达出来。
It's because God's abundance needs all this kind of body to express it.
我从前的时候对于这个道理不懂。
I did not understand this in the past.
所以我在读神学的时间常常有很多的幻想。
So when I was studying theology, I had a lot of fantasies.
将来我要做牧师了。
In the future, I'll become a pastor.
神啊，你给我一个理想的教会。
So God, give me an ideal church.
我的理想教会是什么呢？
What is my ideal church?
100个人。
100 people.
不要多，不要少。
No more, no less.
50个男的，50个女的。
50 male, 50 females.
都是年轻人。
They're all young people.
要唱歌就唱四部。
When they start singing, they should be in harmony in parts.
要做事的一起动。
Once they work, they work together.
要玩了就玩得很开心。
Play recreation.
要研究圣经呢，大家都有这个意思可以表达。
And when they're in the Bible study, they all express their viewpoints.
啊，这就是一个理想的教会。
That would be the ideal church.
那这样子是不是个理想的教会呢？
Is that an ideal church?
后来发现不过是个查经班就是。
And I found out that was merely a Bible study.
这不是一个充满万有者所充满的。
That was not a church that is filled with the
不能够把基督那个丰盛表达出来。
Cannot express the abundance of Christ.
但是我们人往往都有一种错误的观念。
But a lot of us have a wrong perception sometimes.
总以为合一是什么呢？
All we think of what united means.
就是好像一样，那就是合一了。
Is to be the same. That is united.
所以我们总喜欢找与我们一样的人在一起。
So we always like to find people who are similar to us to be together.
有的时候呢，我们说所谓合一呢，就是大家的意见都一致，那就合一了。
Sometimes you say, "What is united?" And united means every one of us has the same opinion.
这个人的意见跟我不一样，就是不合一。
So if that person has a different viewpoint, then we're not united.
找一个一鼻孔出气的人在一起。
we must find one who breathes the same breath.
这是单一，这不是合一。
That is just a singleness, that's not united.
我们知道这是非常单调的东西。
We know that that is very monotonous.
这个不是神本性的东西。
That is not what God wants.
你看见神所造的宇宙。
See, God creates the universe.
实在是一个丰满的宇宙。
You see, it's an abundant universe.
同中有异, 异中有同。
In similarity, there is difference and vice versa.
那你看花吧, 我们看神所造的花。
Just look at the flower.
是不是全世界只有一种花?
Is there just one type of flower in the world?
只有一种颜色。
Just one type of color?
只有一个香味。
Just one kind of fragrance?
哎呀，如果这样。 我们看着看着烦死了。
If that's the case, then won't we be bored?
我们有没有看见我们吃的水果就是一样水果？
Do we just have one kind of fruit to eat?
从年初一到年三十都是吃San Kiss, 都是吃orange。
From beginning of the year to the end, we eat nothing but oranges.
哎呀，我们吃到后来就是没有味道了。
And coming to the end, we'll just lose all the taste.
神造的万物 都是同中有异，异中有同。
God makes everything similar yet different.
所以你看见，这是一个构成一个合一的美丽的图画。
So you can see it is a beautiful picture of unity.
人也是如此。
Same thing with a human being.
神造人，你看见很多都是一样的。
When God created man, you see a lot of them are the same.
但是有很多也不是一样。
A lot of things are different.
同样都是两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一个嘴。
We all have the pair of eyes, a nose, and a mouth.
你看，没有一个人，两个人的脸都是一样的。
And yet, none of us are the same in our features.
这是神的一个艺术家的一个构造。
This is God, the artist who makes it.
所以生出来呢，颜色也不一样的。
So when we're born, we are of different colors too.
很多人不了解这一点。
A lot of people don't understand.
说这个世界为什么会有许多的种族纠纷呢？
Why are there so many racism in this world?
那这是因为这个颜色不一样造成的。
It's because it's the people of different colors.
所以呢，就有一些科学家研究怎么让黑皮肤变成白皮肤。
So some scientists wanted to do research on how to change skin colors.
那以后大家都是一样颜色，大家一样了就没有问题了。
So if all of us are of the same skin color, we'd be the same. There would be no problem.
真的没有问题吗？
Is that true?
实际上，我们看见一样的人也会打架的。
Yet we see people the same skin color, they can still have fights.
我们没有看见宇宙里面别的东西不同造成困难。
We don't see any trouble arising from dissimilarities in the universe.
那只有人因为不同造成困难。
But only the human beings have trouble because of their similarities.
就知道这个问题不是神所带来的。
So we see this problem is not from God.
这个问题是因为人本身里头有罪所带来的。
This problem is because man has sin in itself.
那现在所以人与人在一起的不同就造成困难。
That is why when people get together, they're different, they have problems.
所以大家呢都要把同样的人包在一起，困难就可以减少一点。
So people like to bunch together with the same similar people so that troubles may be decreased.
所以呢，工程师有工程师学会。
So the engineers have their engineers.
这有钱人有有钱人的 club.
Rich man has their own club.
哇，大家呢这样子呢就可以少一点麻烦了。
So when in this situation, then we can.
因为这是人的罪所造成了人与人之间的不和谐。
Because of man's sins, there is a disharmony.
那现在呢，神要做一件事情，把这个打破。
So God now wants to do something to break through all this.
看见这些人从各种不同的人种里面出来，不同的身份出来，但是他们能够成为一个合一的见证。
You see all these people from different backgrounds grouped together and to be united in one witness.
让神在耶稣基督里面所给我们的恩典和真理就衬托出来。
So that we can bring out what God has given through Christ, His grace and truth.
实际上，如果神把我们 都造成一样的，就会天下大乱。
If God created us all the same, there will be problems.
所以说，我们今天来这里聚会，大家都一样，你都不知道谁是讲员。
So if we all came here and we're all the same, then you don't even know who the speaker is.
啊，谁是你的太太，谁是你丈夫，你都不知道。
If we're all the same, who would be your, who's your wife or your husband? You won't even find.
这不但是单调，这简直是混乱。
Not only this monotonous, it is chaotic.
但是我们今天教会里面很多人的错误思想，就以为一样就是对了。
So, but today in the church, all of us have this wrong idea that if we're the same, then that's right.
不一样，这就是麻烦了。
If we are not the same, there's problem.
实际上我们不了解这个生命合一是不是这样的一件事。
Actually, we don't understand that to be united in life is not like that.
所以我们需要用生命的角度来看弟兄姊妹。
So we must look at the brothers and sisters through the life's viewpoint.
我们就可以免去许多不必要的困难和败坏的见证。
We'll be able to avoid a lot of unnecessary problems and bad witnesses.
我们现在一起来看哥林多前书第十二章。
So I'll read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
昨天我们练过了一节，我们今天要多练一点。
We studied just one verse last night. We're going to read some more today.
哥林多前书第十二章第十二节练起。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
我一个人念，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样，应该说教会也是这样，不过教会跟基督是一样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希尼利人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多的肢体。施若脚说我不是手，所以就不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。施若脚说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随着自己的意思，把肢体各具各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。但不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不作装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体的荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。就连在这里，那么我们看见教会里面有很多的肢体。
We see a lot of members in the church.
所以教会里面没有两个人的背景是完全一样的。
So we see that no two persons have the same background.
没有两个人的恩赐才能是完全一样的。
No two persons have the same talents or the same gifts.
这是一个好的现象，这不是一个坏的现象。
This is a good scene. It's not a bad scene.
但是我们需要防备有两种错误的态度。
But we must be careful of two kinds of wrong attitudes.
这是在教会里面经常出现的。
That happens frequently in the church.
第一种错误的态度。
First kind.
那就是十五节这里所说。
Verse 15.
那施若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子。
If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body.
许多教会里面的弟兄姊妹，
a lot of brothers and sisters in the church,
他们常常对于教会采取一种消极躲避的态度。
They have a passive attitude towards the church.
要他做这个，他说我不行。
You ask them to do this, they say,
叫他做那个，他说我不是。
To do that, he says, I'm not.
他就觉得他自己呀，好像无能为力。
Feels that he is so incapable.
他不能够做什么。
He cannot do anything.
那实际上，这一个态度是错误的。
Actually, this is a wrong attitude.
没有一个 真正得救的基督徒他在教会里面是没有用的。
No Christian who's really been saved is useless in the church.
我们身上有哪一个肢体是没有用的呢？
Which part of a body is really useless?
样样都有用。
They're all useful.
有的姊妹说眉毛没有用。
Some sisters say it's useless to have eyebrows.
所以就把那眉毛剃掉了。
So they shave it off.
以后呢，那个笔来把它画一画。
And then use a pen to draw it.
好看是好看。
May be beautiful.
一下雨就糟糕了。
Once it rains, it's
gotta be. 或者是出汗就糟糕。
Once you sweat,
那你这个眼睛要受到盐了，把它侵蚀了。
Then your eye would start.
所以你看，就连这么一点东西都有用的。
You see, this little thing has a use.
如果身上有东西没有用啊，一定是有问题了。
If there's anything on your body that's useless, then there's some problems.
不是假的，就是病的。
If it's not fake, then it's some kind of.
所以这个假手就没有用了。
So your fake hand has no use.
还有呢，有病的手也没有用，瘫掉了，僵掉了。
Maybe a paralyzed hand is useless.
如果你不认为你是个废物，你是个假基督徒，在教会里头要发挥你的作用。
If you don't think that you're a fake Christian or you are a useless Christian, then you have a use in the church.
还有一些人，他认为自己没有用，是为什么呢？
Well, what are some other reasons that people think?
因为他觉得他没有他的地位，好像名分。
They think that, well, I don't have this title or this name.
哎呀，我弟兄，请你来做件事情好不好？
Brother, so and so, please, would you like to do this?
哎呀，我不行啊。
Say, I can't do it.
你很行啊。
Say, you can do it.
啊，我也不是长老。
Well, I'm not an elder.
我也不是执事。
Neither am I a deacon.
所以让他们去做了。
So let them do it.
说我也不是。
I'm not.
那这实在是一个非常错误的态度。
That is very wrong attitude.
那么你是个活人吗？
But are you living?
那是。
Yes.
你是身上的肢体吗？
Are you a member of the body?
啊，是。
Yes.
那么你应该有作用。
Then you should have some use.
这个实在是一个理所当然的道理。
This is something that is natural.
但今天好的基督徒就是把一些的作用完全放在那些有名分、有所谓地位的人身上。
But too many Christians today put all the function usefulness on people who have status and name.
如果要我发生作用，总要给我一个名分。
If you want me to be useful, you must give me a name.
所以有的人要的很高。
So some wanted a very high name.
啊，给我长老就来了。
Maybe an elder I'll come.
啊，我一定多捐钱。
I'll donate more money too.
如果要我要热心啊，给我团长。
If you want me to be enthusiastic, then give me
青年团团长。
Give me name of a leader.
啊，我就来了。
Then I'll come.
啊，不给我团长，我不干。
You don't give me the name, I won't come.
好像做政府大官一样。
It's kind of like an official.
这完全不是个生命的表现。
It is not a manifestation of life.
啊，记得有一次我们教会啊，这个改选执事。
I remember one time we had to re-elect our deacons.
那么改选之前，我们有提名，有讨论，有祷告。
So before that, we had prayer and nominations.
那么其中有一个姊妹从开始就做执事的。
There was a sister who was a deacon in the beginning.
那么我们说我们想你还愿意提你的名，你觉得怎么样啊？
He said, "We'd like to nominate you again. How do you feel?"
哎，他说，不要了，让那些后来的人做了，给他们一点机会吧。
She said, "No, let the people who's behind us do it. Let them have a chance."
同时呢，我也两个 baby 了。让我退休退休了。
And also said, well, I have two babies now. Let me retire.
那后来我们说这样好了，把你名字再写上去好了哈。那么再多加几个，看神怎么带领吧。
So we said, okay, well, we'll put your name on it and add some more. Let's see how God.
那以后这会友都在那里投票选举的时候。
So when the congregation was all electing,
他又站起来又声明一下。
She stood up and we stayed.
她说我已经做很久了，我要退休一下了。
She said, "I've been here a long time. I want to retire."
让新来的人有点机会侍奉了。
Let the new people have a chance to serve.
她讲得很诚恳。
She said it with great earnestness.
所以是后来啊，信徒的投票啊，果然把她就没有投上了。
And so when they started voting, she was finally left out.
那么这应该是她所求所想的了。
That should be what she was looking for.
那后来。回家以后我心里觉得不大平安。
After I went home, I didn't feel the peace in my heart.
一直想要问问她的感觉怎么样。
So I wanted to ask her how she felt.
所以就打电话过去。
So I gave her a call.
我说姊妹今天没有选上你，你不会难过吧？
So I said, sister, you weren't elected today. You won't feel bad, will you?
还没有出声我就听见那边哭起来了。
And then I before I had the chance to say anything, she started crying.
哎呀, 哭得好伤心啊。
She cried bitterly.
说我是没有用了。
She said, I'm useless.
我的见证也不好了。 所以大家也不选我了。
Nobody.
真是好像总统竞选落选一样。
It was almost like a failure in the presidential campaign.
这实在是没有, 了解一件事情。
She has not realized one thing.
有名分也可以做, 没有名分也可以做吧。
You can do your work regardless whether you have a name or not.
她没有想到, 也许现在神要她做的是神给她格外的恩典, 是她从前没有做过的。
Maybe God wanted her to do something that would be more graceful than
但是她一直就是要想做她那一份。
She always had wanted to.
她没有想到神有她更多的功能, 要从她身上发挥出来。
She didn't think that there would be more work that may be manifested through her.
求主让我们在这件事情上好好的留意。
So may the Lord let us pay attention to these things.
不要像世界一样, 那种有机, 这个机械式的侍奉。
So let us not be serving with conditions.
乃是一个生命里面的活动。
But an activity in life itself.
那第二种的态度是什么呢?
What are the second kind of attitude?
我们请看第21节。
Let's read verse 21.
眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。The
eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
这一种态度是与上面一种态度完全相反。It's
an attitude that's exactly opposite than the previous one.
通常都是一些领袖人物 常有的表现。
These are attitudes that are expressed in leaders.
或者是一些 在恩赐上比较众多的弟兄姊妹容易有的表现。
Or maybe some of the sisters, brothers and sisters have more talents.
或者是对于教会的工作有功劳的人也容易有的态度。
Or maybe some of them have this attitude who has a lot of done a lot of things in the church.
慢慢觉得这一些只有我能够做。
Gradually they felt that I'm the only one that could do it.
别的人都不能做。
None of them can.
所以合着留不合着去。
So if we can get along, I'll stay. If we can't, then I'll go.
不是我去，是你去。
Oh, then you go.
你跟我合得来，你就来。
If you get along with me, then you come.
如果合不来，请你走路。
If we can't get along, then please leave.
多离一个多麻烦。
More of you come, there's
more. 你早走，我早痛快。
If you can leave earlier, then I'll feel.
哇，这样的人，你觉得我什么都能了。
Then this kind of people feel I'm capable of everything.
完全他没有想到这个教会只有我们大家一同发挥作用才能彰显神的荣耀。
They don't know that we must all function together to manifest God's glory.
我们要晓得连主耶稣基督都没有这样的态度。
Even Jesus Christ did not have that kind of attitude.
主耶稣基督虽然是头，他还要身体来配搭。
Even though Jesus Christ was the head, he needed the body to.
我们是谁？我们现在想说，我们能够包括一切呢？
How can we say that we are so together that we can include everything?
有些弟兄姊妹也常会有一种感觉，就不能够忍耐那些恩赐一时没有发现的弟兄姊妹。
Some brothers cannot tolerate those brothers, other brothers and sisters who have not expressed their.
我们这个传道人常有这个毛病。
Preachers have. This problem.
哎呀，真做事这么慢！不要你做，我来做。
You do something so slowly.
你也不行，我来做。
Let me do it.
哇，什么都自己做。
So everything he puts on himself.
其实没有想他的恩赐慢慢要显明出来。
Yet he doesn't understand that a person's gifts
是必须要尊重他在基督里面的那一份。
So you must respect his part in Christ.
那在圣经里头说什么呢？
What does it say in the Bible?
说我们可以从身体的肢体里面得着启示。
We can receive this revelation through the members of a body.
而很多人以为不体面的肢体越发是不可少的。
A lot of parts of unpresentable parts.
用人的话来说，那种恩赐啊，不大漂亮。
Through a man's viewpoint, those who have gifts that are not as flashy.
那漂亮的恩赐啊，很简单的。
There's flashy gifts.
这个嘴巴是很漂亮的，是吧？咋咋咋讲？
The mouth is a very good thing.
这个手脚也是常常在那动的。
Your hand and feet can be used.
是都可以拿得出来的。
You can all present it out.
有一些恩赐，有一些东西，身体不能拿出来。
Some gifts cannot be expressed like that.
要拿出来，人就吓死了。
If you bring it out, then you scare people.
你把肚肠子拿出来。
If if you let people see your heart, that's.
哦，哎，把这个肚肠子的大的腰带放在那里。
You take out your insides and tie it around your waist.
啊，这个肚肠子说，我在里面这么多的功能都不拿出来给人看一看的。
Maybe your intestines say, I have such a big function in the body, but nobody sees it.
哦，那是非常可怕。
That's a very horrible thing.
那么如果说这个。这个肺说，你看我一天到晚呼吸，拿出来呼吸一下。
If the lung says I breathe all the time, let me come out.
为什么做这么多的工作，大家都不注意呢
？How come I do such big work but nobody sees it？
那所以你看见这样子一种的态度呢，不能达到啊，他就罢工了。
So you see, if they cannot express themselves outwardly, then they stop working.
啊，搞来搞去都是那些人出风头。
So they say all this work, and they get the glory.
我做这么半天都没有人欣赏。
I work for a whole day, and nobody even cares.
那不欣赏我就不做工。
If I'm not appreciated, I won't work.
所以肠子也不动了。
So the intestine stop functioning.
肺也不呼吸了。
The lungs stop breathing.
或者呼吸这半死不活的呼吸。
Or maybe just breathe half.
啊，这一个人什么毛病都出来。
So then this human being will have all kinds of diseases.
啊，皮肤病啊，心脏病啊，还有什么神经病都出来。
All kinds of illnesses come out.
那这样子一个身体，你看见不是一个病体吗
？So this kind of body isn't it a sick body?
今天教会有很多的毛病，就是有些活动的太多，有些就不活动。
The problem in church is some parts are used overwork and some don't work.
弟兄姊妹，你是哪一方面的肢体呢
？What kind of the organism are you?
我看好多人就好像肠子、肚子不动一样。
Some people are like intestines.
神不能缺少你。
God cannot lose you.
弟兄姊妹，神不能缺少你。
God cannot lose you.
因为你的不活动。
Because you don't function.
所以教会好像一个僵尸一样。
That's why the church is like a corpse.
巴不得神让我们整个的弟兄姊妹都把你的生命活动起来。
May all of us use our lives.
都把神给你那一份拉出来。
So、bring what God has given us out.
你如果你不拿出来，慢慢你就是活的，也好像死的一样。
If、you don't bring it out, then even though you're alive, gradually you'll be like dead.
你知道我们身体上的肢体必须要活动，它才能够有活力。
You know the members of a body must have activities to maintain vitality.
譬如说我这个手是活的，我长期不动，它手也会死掉。
Say my hand, if I don't move it all the time, it will die.
我的嘴会讲话，如果长期不讲话，一成哑巴。
I can speak, but if I don't use this, then I will become mute.
你信主这么久，你一直不活动，所以你现在灵命这么死啊。
If you believe in Christ and yet you don't exercise it, you're like dead.
让我们能够在主里头一同的把生命彰显出来。
Let us all express this life together in Christ.
让基督的荣耀借着教会。彰显出来
so that Christ's glory can be manifested through the church.
现在我们要讲到到底我们的作用是什么
So let us see now what is really our function.
啊，这就是所谓恩赐的问题
That is the question of gifts.
没有一个基督徒是没有恩赐的
Every one of us has some gifts.
什么叫做恩赐
What is a gift?
恩赐就是神的礼物
A gift is God's present.
神给我们生命，都给我们有生命的特点。
God gave us a life, and each one of us has different characteristics.
从广义来说呢，这就是神给我们的礼物。
Broadly speaking, this is God's present to all of us.
那么我们晓得，恩赐可以从两个角度来说。
We can look at the gift from two viewpoints.
一个是生命的恩赐。
One is a gift of life.
一个就是生活的恩啊，是工作的恩赐。
Another one is a gift of activity.
好多人一讲的恩赐，常常是着重在哥林多前书第十二章这里所说的九种恩赐。
A lot of people, when they speak of gift, they put their emphasis on 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
其实那一些都是在神工作上神给人的恩赐。
Actually, all these are.Gifts from God in terms of work,
并不是神恩赐的一切都包括在内。
It does not include all of God's gifts.
那你看，在罗马书第十二章，那也讲到神给个人的恩赐。
In Romans chapter 12, God gives us all kinds of gifts.
那里就更加广泛。
Here it's more broader.
那是包括了人生活生命的恩赐。
That includes the whole gift of life.
到底神的恩赐有多少呢？
How big is God's gift?
我们来看一看 彼得前书第四章第十节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
彼得前书四章第十节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此扶持，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each has received a gift, employ it on one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.
Yeah. 那这里讲到神给我们的恩赐是有许多种。
Here it tells us all kinds of gifts.
那所以这个恩赐在每一个人身上都有不同的性质。
This kind of gifts is different on each person.
我们怎么能够发现自己的恩赐呢？
How can we discover our own gifts?
那这是一个很简单的事，不是很复杂的。
It's something that's pretty simple. It's not that complicated.
我个人认为，从你自己的身上，你只要仔细的观察你与别人不同的地方，你就可以说这是神给你的恩赐。
All you have to do is observe your differences with other people. That you can say is a gift.
为什么神给你这一方面的特点？
Why did God give you a certain gift in that aspect?
是别人所没有的。
It's something that other people don't have.
那神给你这个呢，一定有他的用心。
God gave you this difference.
所以你要留意你的特点，拿出来来服侍主。
So you must pay attention to this difference and bring it out to serve God.
如果你就越发现神给你的那一份实在是非常独特的。
If you observe carefully, you know that it is a very unique difference that He has given you.
能够帮助许多神要你帮助的人。
You can help a lot of people. God wants you to help.
我们举个例子来说。
For example,
你看啊，新约时代的彼得。
See Peter in the New Testament.
这个人与别的信徒的特点不同在哪里呢？
What was his difference with the other apostles?
这个人很会讲话。
This person knows how to speak.
所以十二个门徒，你只要听一听啊，总是彼得在那呱呱呱在那讲话。
So if you look at the 12 disciples, Peter's always talking.
那主耶稣发问题的时候，别人答不出，他一口就出来了。
When Jesus Christ asks questions, he comes up with an answer.
他不但是这样，他有话要讲，没有话他也要讲。
Even when he has something to say, he speaks, but he speaks anyway.
那结果五旬节的时候，谁带头说话呢？
So in the Pentecost, when the Pentecost came, who took the lead?
彼得带头讲话。
Peter spoke up first.
那么这个约翰的特点在哪里呢？
What was John's specialty?
这个人不大爱讲话。
This person doesn't like to speak too much.
但是他的脑筋啊，动得不得了。
But he uses his brains a lot.
所以他常常能够听见别人听不见的道理。
So a lot of times he can hear what other people couldn't hear.
明白别人不明白的道理。
To understand what other people could not understand.
所以你看见别人写了马太福音、马可福音、路加福音。
So you see other people's written the Gospels, Luke, Matthew, Mark.
但是主耶稣讲那些深奥的道理啊，他们就有一点听不懂了。
But when Jesus Christ went into more deep truths, they couldn't understand.
所以约翰说，我来写个第四福音，约翰福音。
So John wrote the fourth gospel.
哦，太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God.
这都是蛮有思想的人才能写出来的东西。
It's only through people who think a lot who can write these kind of words.
为什么神拣选保罗呢？
Why did God pick Paul?
保罗他是个犹太人。
Paul was a Jew.
并且是法利赛人，是一个受严格犹太宗教训练出来的人。
He was also a Pharisee, strictly trained in the Jewish tradition.
在他的道德生活上，他一个很高的境界。
He was on a very high level in his moral living.
啊，神把他拯救出来，让他能够分别犹太教跟基督教的不同。
God called him out so that he could distinguish between Judaism and Christianity.
也让他能够见证出必须要接受耶稣基督才有生命。
Also, let him witness out that you must accept Christ to have life.
一个道德宗教信仰最好的人，仍然不能够得着真正的赦罪的平安。
Even a person may be very good morally, he cannot receive this peace that comes from.
让他承认说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
So say that too. Jesus Christ came down to earth to save sinners. This is truth and is acceptable.
如果别人讲这句话, 恐怕有些人说, 当然耶稣救罪人, 你这个大救人, 罪人了, 罪应该拯救了。
If some other people wrote this, then other people may laugh at them and say, of course, you are the greatest sinner.
可是这个保罗他说他是个罪人, 这实在是福音一个奇妙的大光。
But if Paul says that he is a sinner, that is a great revelation in gospel.
保罗身上还有什么特点呢?
What else was special in Paul?
他一个犹太人却是在大树城受教。
He was a Jew, but he was trained in Tarsus.
那这一个地方是一个希腊文化一个很重要的一个学府所在。
That place was a very important place in Greek culture.
所以他能够了解这一个希腊哲学的这个错误在哪里。
So he could understand where the flaws in the Greek philosophy.
就写了哥罗西书来批判那个理智派、智慧派的错误。
So he wrote the book Colossians to rebuke the dangers in the Greek philosophy.
神可以用他做外邦人的使徒。
So God can use him to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
神为了这个目的, 所以预先给他生长这一个有罗马民籍的家庭里面。
For this purpose, God let him be born in a Roman nationality family.
所以这一个保罗可以游行整个的罗马帝国来向外邦人做见证，直到地极。
So Paul can travel throughout the Roman Empire to bear witness.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要来看一看你有什么特别的兴趣。
So brothers and sisters, look at what kind of special interest.
你有什么特别的才能？
What special talents?
你过去的背景有什么特别神给你的带领？
What special background do you have?
你要把这些来到神的面前求他的光照。
You must bring all these before God and ask for His.
有机会的时候，你就拿出来服侍弟兄姊妹。
You have the opportunity to bring it out to serve.
来兼顾弟兄姊妹。
Strengthen them.
那这是恩赐的作用。
That is the use of a gift.
所以圣经里面。 用什么来象征恩赐？
So what was compared to a gift in the Bible?
那个就是金钱来象征恩赐。
The Bible used money.
那这一个人给他10两银子。
So one person was given 10 tails of
silver. 那个人给他5两银子。
Another one 5.
那这个最少的人也给他1两银子。
So the one who at least also got one.
这个银子是干什么用呢？
So what are those silvers for?
银子就是做生意用的。
Silvers are used to invest.
可以说就是在工作上一个推广不可少的。
So that in the work you must need this to move on.
又用什么来形容恩赐呢？
What did the Bible use to compare?
用这个火来形容恩赐。
Use fire to compare.
哇，让你的恩赐如同火在眺望起来。
So that your gifts can be like fire to be burned.
这个火能够温暖别人。 弟兄姊妹，我们有恩赐互相服侍的时候，这教会就像火整个的烧起来。
So we can serve one another like a big fire building up.
这个教会就温暖，这个教会就有力量，那个影响别人。
The church then has warmth and strength to influence others.
那么还有一些的恩赐是可以求得来的。
Some other gifts can be asked for.
如果你对于某一个恩赐你羡慕，你可以向神祈求。
If you envy certain kinds of gifts, you can ask it for God.
那神的圣灵可以按照他的意思来赏赐给你。
God's Spirit can give it to you according to His will.
我们不要受我们本身天然神给我们的恩赐来限制。
Let us not just use what God has given us in the beginning.
我们要为着神给我们一个工作，一个职分，求那我们没有恩赐。 来服侍他。
In order to do good in what God has given us, we must ask other gifts.
但是我们必须先要在我们已经有的上面来殷勤、来忠心。主说凡有的还要加给他。
But we must be faithful in using what God has given us originally, and then more will be added to
us. 你已经有的你都不用，你把你没有的给你，不是糟蹋了吗？
If we don't use what we already have, and to then to give more to us, wouldn't that be a waste?
如果你已有的你忠心，神给你一个工作，你是明明做不到了，你知道是神给你的，你要相信神一定会把那个恩赐给你。
If you're faithful in using what you already have and you find that you lack, then if you ask, God will of course give it to you.
神不是一个不讲理的神啊。
God is not a God that doesn't reason.
要你去吃帛上阵，什么轻装都没有，你去打仗去。
He won't let you go to the battlefield unarmed.
他一定在给你打仗之前，给你必须要有的兵器。
He will equip you with all the weapons you need before going.
这是要凭着信心求。That
has to be asked by faith.
我们，我记得我也许跟别人讲过。
I may have said this to other people.
当我刚开始奉献的时候，
When I had first dedicated myself,
有一件事情最让我感觉到为难。
One thing I felt very, very difficult to do.
说看我这样的人怎么能够传道呢？
So, like people like me, how can they preach?
我这个胆子那么小。
I was very timid at that time.
从来也不敢讲话。
I didn't dare speak up.
我在小学一直到中学毕业，讲话都是哥哥讲话。
From grade school all the way to high school, my brother did most of the talking.
我要是讲起话来啊，这个还没有讲，心都要跳出来了。
Before I even started to speak, I would start, my heartbeat would start increasing.
可是无论如何，神几年的功夫一直感动我，要我做传道人。
But more than a few years, God moved me, wanted me to be a preacher.
是啊，后来没有办法就奉献。
And so I didn't have any other way, I had to dedicate myself.
奉献之后，我以为啊，神一定马上把恩赐给我了。
But after I dedicated myself, I thought God would immediately add the gifts to me.
啊，所以有人请我讲道呢，我也答应了。
So one time other people invited me to preach, I accepted.
因为那时候正好是我自己大学团契的弟兄姊妹请我讲道，所以还比较容易一点。
So that time was the university campus that invited me there, and I felt very easy.
哦，预备了很久。
I prepared for a long time.
哦，背了再背。
No, I memorized and memorized.
可是一上讲台啊，忘得一干二净。
But once I stood up on the pulpit, I forgot about everything.
正好像说只出汗不出意思。
So it was like all that came out was sweat.
哦，这个时候真是非常的尴尬。
So at that time I was very embarrassed.
哇，一生死巴不得一讲完到一个地洞，赶快钻到神学院去了。
I hope there was a hole I could just go in and go back to
seminary. 回到神学跟神呢就讲理了。
After I returned to seminary, I started arguing.
他老早告诉你我不是这个料子，你一定要找我。
So I told you a long time ago I'm not capable of speaking, but you had to find me.
你简直是个开玩笑嘛。
Are you playing around with me?
哇，真是觉得这条路怎么走下去呢？一辈子这么长啊。
I felt that life is so long. How can I keep on going?
将来这个做一个牧师，一年这个要52次道至少。
So to become a pastor, I at least have to preach 52 times a year.
加上这个祷告会，再加上查经班，怎么能有那么话讲呢？
Plus prayer meetings and Bible studies, I can't say that much.
哎呀，真是害怕，真是说走不下去了。
I felt very scared. I felt I couldn't go on anymore.
这感谢神呢，在祷告之中。
But through prayer,
神光照我的败坏。
God illumined me on my bad point.
让我知道他面前有些罪需要对付。
Let me see that there are some sins that must be.
当我真的愿意对付自己，伏在他面前的时候，
When I really wanted to deal with the sins and come before,
真是奇妙，神忽然之间开了我的口。
It was amazing that God opened my mouth.
是不是弟兄姊妹听见很多传道人都做同样的见证，对不对？
Have you heard a lot of preachers give the same testimony?
你差不多，你看见那个传道人说：“哎呀，我原来最不会讲话。”
A lot of preachers say, originally, I really didn't know how to speak.
但是后来神用他讲话。
But later on, God wanted them to speak.
为什么呢？因为口是神造的。
Because God created.
神给你这个恩典，给你这个工作，一定给你这个恩典。
God gave you this gift and give you, no, God gave you this work. He must give you the same gift.
我们要在神的面前不要限制他在你身上的作为。
Let us not be limited by what we originally received.
因此我们在这个教会里面，每一个人恩赐显明，我们自己丰富，教会也丰富。
So if we can use our gifts in the church, we will become more abundant, so will the church.
你看使徒时代的教会就是如此。
Look at the church in the Acts times.
那他们这些人都是很平凡的人。
They were all ordinary people.
但是这些人都有神的恩赐在他们身上。
But all these people had God's gifts on them.
这样子一个教会就把神的丰满彰显出来。
This kind of church can reveal God's abundance.
你看最初一次的聚集是120个信徒。
You see, the first gathering was only 120.
当他们一起的合一在主的面前啊，来侍奉主的时候。
But when they came together united to serve God.
那第一次为主做见证就有3000个人悔改。
First time they gave a testimony, there were 3,000 who were converted.
这就把基督的丰满彰显出来。
That expressed God's.
120个人的教会一下子变成3120人。
From 120 to 3,120.
这实在是个了不得的改变。
That is a great change.
我们如果教会里面忽然之间增加50个人，大家忙得手忙脚乱。
If in our church all of a sudden we increase 50 members, we'll be all busy.
但是那个时候120人增加3000个人没有混乱。
But at that time, from 120 to 3,120, there weren't any confusion.
这么小的器皿能够装这么多的人进去。
Such a small vessel can contain so
large. 为什么？因为这是教会是他的身体。
Because the church is his body.
是吗？充满万有者是充满的。
It is filled with him who fills all.
这一个身体能够装很多的东西。
So this body can contain a lot.
这是多么奇妙的一个见证！这是人间的团体所摆不出来的。但是我们有恩赐要拿出来用，固然是好的。但是我们也要注意，其中也可能带走危机。我们不要以为光是一个没有恩赐的教会有问题。
It's not that just the church that does not have any gift, that church has problems.
一个有恩赐而热心的教会也还 会有问题。
A church that is gifted and also enthusiastic still can have problems.
我们来看《哥林多前书》第一章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter
1. 第四节念起。
Verse 4.
请大家看，我一个人念。我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不欺人的。等候我们主耶稣基督显现，他必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指责。这是哥林多教会的情形。
This is the situation in the church in Corinth.
这个教会是一个丰富恩赐的教会。
That was a church that was abundant in all gifts.
在世界上来说，他们是凡事富足。
In the world viewpoint, they were not lacking in anything.
他们在属灵的这些恩赐上有口才有知识，可以说没有任何一个教会可以超过他们。这个教会却是一个大有问题的教会。为什么原因呢？这是因为他们在恩赐上很热心，却是没有好好的使用他们的恩赐。
Because they were very enthusiastic in their gifts, but they did not use it well.
你知道恩赐这个东西啊，是很感动人的。
You can say that it's very good. It's very good thing to
have. 就好像一个人有钱一样，这个钱很宝贝的。
So it's like a person who's got a lot of money. The money is very precious.
所以慢慢的，你看人有钱就会爱钱，就不会爱赐钱的主。
So gradually, people who have money start loving the money instead of the money giver.
人有了发现自己的恩赐了，哇，把恩赐当作主，又把主忘记掉了。
So when a person discovers his own gifts, he treats that as the Lord.
所以动不动呢就把恩赐拿出来，把主放在后头。
So a lot of times they would just bring out their gifts and put back our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过这样的事？
Have you seen things like this?
譬如说，一个人很会领唱诗。
Like a person who knows how to lead singing.
他跑到别的教会去了。
When he goes to another church.
他一天到晚就定睛，这个教会唱诗班指挥怎么样？
So he would pay attention to the choral director all the time.
他在别的道理他都听不进去。
He won't listen to any of the other.
他看那个指挥班这诗班指挥怎么样？
But he would just look at the choral director how good he or she is.
看那个人还能做指挥。
And he looks at the person, such a person can't even be a choral director.
那个样子又丑。
Looks bad.
啊，简直是不合格。
It just doesn't pass.
也表错情。
And he expresses the wrong kind of emotions.
这个教会给他搞惨了。
This church is going to be messed up by him.
他应该下来，我上去两套。
He should leave the choir. I should be the conductor.
谁不管这个牧师怎么讲，他就在唱诗班。
So he doesn't care what the pastor preaches. All he cares is about the
choir. 会弹琴的人呢，他就注意弹琴的。
Those who can play the piano, he pays attention to the piano.
啊，所以他别的东西他都不过。
He won't care about any of the other things.
因为他有这个本领。
Because he has the ability.
因此他有一个恩赐到了教会里面，一时怀才不遇啊，感觉很冤枉。
Since sometimes he has the ability, he goes to church and doesn't use it. If you
看我这么有本领的人，怎么到教会来都没有人赏识我的嘞？
Feels that I'm such a gifted person, nobody even appreciates me.
这个教会不好。
This is a bad church.
是最好的教会是不好。
Even that it's good church, well, I don't think it's good.
为什么他对我不好?
Why? Because it didn't treat me well.
是换另外一个教会。
So I'll change another church.
那个教会看见我来了，那么好，哎呀，这好。
The church comes and sees him coming, and welcomes him. He says, "Yes, that's a good church."
所以你看见他的行动脚踪不是在主的里头，是在他自己的恩赐的带领之下。
See, he works with the leading of his own gift and not in the Lord.
在我们波士顿有一个弟兄。
In Boston, we had a brother.
我不知道他是不是真实得救就是。
I'm not sure whether he was really saved.
哇，他是个大学教授。
He was a professor.
他非常的有学问。
He is very learned.
那他。 一来了以后,
when he came,
他就做了一次礼拜。
He came to service once.
那我就在做完礼拜之后去探访过他。
So after the service, I went to visit him.
我们说欢迎你来这里聚会。
Said, welcome here.
我们一同来服侍主。
Let's all serve God together.
探访以后，他一直没有来。
After the visitation, he didn't come anymore.
那是为什么他不来呢? 这么很有名的、很热心的人，怎么来一次就不来呢？
Then how come he didn't come? Such a person, well-known and enthusiastic.
那后来有人呢就传话过来了。
And then later on, some people spread the news.
是我们教会不好啊。
Said our church is not good.
都不给他机会侍奉的。
Don't give him a chance to serve.
我觉得奇怪，这个教会侍奉还要给的。
I felt it's funny. We have to give them a chance.
什么叫做给机会侍奉呢？
What is what meant by giving the person a chance?
所以他在等我请他讲道，都不给他请他讲道。
He said he was waiting for me to ask him to preach, and he didn't. I know I didn't do it.
我觉得这弟兄大有问题了。
I felt this great problems with him.
怎么能够教会对你都不认识，马上请你上台讲道呢？
How can any church who don't even know you invite you to preach?
你是个大教授，不一定是个很好圣经的学者了。
You may be a great professor, but you may not be well versed in the Bible.
你就是很好的圣经学者，你也不一定是神要用你在这里释放呢。
Even if you're a good biblical scholar,
到底生命跟生活有没有配合在一起呢？
Is there a match up between your life and your works?
你看这个弟兄显然的被他的地位、被他的才能所迷惑掉。
Evidently, that brother had been obsessed by his own talent.
今天教会里头很多的混乱现象，都是一些有本领的人造出来。
Today, confusion is mostly created by those who are able.
由于自己怀才不遇，所另起炉灶。
You feel that I have. This ability, I'm not met, and I'm going to find another place.
我们在美国查经班弟兄姊妹特别要小心。
Those of us who are in North American Bible studies, be careful.
因为你们都是一些了不得的人。
Because you are all able persons.
如果不好好的放在主的手里头啊，神给的恩赐恐怕是造成反而不好的结果。
If you don't place it into God's hands, bad results may come up.
我这一件话也是对我自己讲的。
I'm speaking this to myself too.
哇，从前不会讲道啊，就是拼命的求讲道的恩赐。
In the past, I don't know how to preach. I asked for the gift of preaching.
后来有一点道理好讲了，就坐在那里一天呢批评别人讲道。
And later on, after I got used to preaching, I started criticizing other people's preaching.
看见别人讲道，说：“哎呀，讲乱七八糟，下来我讲。”
After I heard other people preaching, I say, "That's a terrible sermon. Come down, I'll preach."
到底您为谁讲？
Who are you preaching for?
原来为我自己讲。
Preaching for myself.
这简直是在那里演讲比赛。
It was almost like a competition in preaching.
不能够对人的灵命有造就。
It cannot help other people's spiritual lives.
必须要把这恩赐服在主的手中。
You must put these gifts into God's hands.
一个真正有生命的东西。
Thing that really has life
是不怕隐藏的。
It's a thing that is not
这就是生命的奇妙。
That is the amazing truth of life.
你看见把一个种子放在地里，
If you put a seed under the ground,
总会破土而出。
Something will always shoot out of the ground.
凡是被埋葬起来就死掉的， 那不是生命的东西。
If something can be buried and then die, that is something that is life.
为什么神把我们摆在教会里？
Why did God put us in the church?
就是让我们的生命受到真正的考验。
So that our lives can be tested.
求主让我们知道这样学习。
May God let us know all this.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们今天真是发现教会是贫穷，没有把你的丰满彰显出来。我们是一个不合用的身体， 有阻挡的身体，许多时候来阻挡是在我们的身上。我们求你让我们都在你的面前做一个顺命的肢体。 哦，主啊，愿你圣灵光照我们，让我们不做邪难不结果子的人，不让我们做一个僵死的肢体。主啊，让你的圣灵把我们里面的恩赐活动起来，愿你的爱心活动我们。主啊，让我们都在这个世界上与别的弟兄姊妹配搭，把你的丰满彰显出来，让世人看见你奇妙的大作为，你奇妙的大丰富。主啊，求你垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。